It is the radio segment that just wants to be friends, okay? So stop asking for more. Laser Stories. The segment where we read weird news stories from around the globe, just like every other radio show does, except we have a laser, and those other idiots don't. This first laser story is out of Australia. A campsite over the weekend. There was a group of campers that woke up in the middle of the night to the sounds of cans crunching, along with wild animal noises.
Scary.
Run! Yeah.
So they went outside, turned on their flashlights, and found a wild pig was drinking all of their beer. Yeah.
Those things can be mean. You still better run, yeah.
Apparently the pig wasn't just looking buzzed, because it ended up polishing off 18 cans.
Whoa!
Oh, he's definitely hammered.
Yeah.
Then it got hungry, tore through some trash bags, and ate a bunch of garbage.
Yeah, makes sense. We've all done that, yeah.
And no matter what the campers did, whether it was yelling or throwing things at it, the pig just wouldn't stop.
Dang. Next thing it's like calling its ex-girlfriend.
Hey, yeah. You know, pig's really drunk. You can't feel anything.
It even decided to go after a much bigger cow that happened to be roaming by.
It's trying to fight people?
And it attempted to mate with it.
Yeah, yeah.
We've all been there, too. That didn't work, and eventually the pig ran away and was last seen lying under a tree, apparently trying to sleep off that hangover.
That's the pet pig you want.
Oh, man. You know, yeah. That pig wanted bacon itself when it woke up in the morning, but it wasn't sure why.
This next laser story is out of Texas. As the engineer of a moving train rounded the corner the other day, he couldn't believe what he saw. About 200 yards away was a man standing on the tracks, facing the train, with a large axe in his hand.
Oh, my God!
Jeez. Why you get an axe, man? I thought this was a suicide situation, but yeah. Now it sounds like you're just trying to take on the train.
I think train beats axe every time.
Yeah.
The conductor pulled the emergency brake and tried to slow down the train, but it was going too fast, and when the train got closer, the man threw the axe at the train. And then, like it was out of a cartoon, the axe bounced right off of the grill of the train and hit the man in the head with the handle.
Oh, God, he's lucky. That is so lucky.
Yep. Lucky for him, his own shot knocked himself off of the tracks, and he was unhurt except for a large bump on his head.
Imagine him explaining that story. Where'd you get that bump on your head? Well,
later on, he was taken into custody by authorities, and the conductor could not believe the entire thing actually happened. He told police that he thought he hit the guy, but the authorities told him that the man just got extremely lucky. No word on why he was there with an axe in the first place. The incident is still under investigation. But yeah, try explaining that.
Yeah, there's a lot of questions following that story.
This next legend story is out of Landshut, Germany. There's a 30-year-old guy named Jaroslav Bobrowski, and he's an Ironman triathlete. Mm. So with all his training, he does a lot of eating.
Mm-hmm.
And last week, he went to an all-you-can-eat sushi place and put down 100 plates in 90 minutes.
Kapuya! Kapuya!
No.
Oh, my God. That actually makes me feel kind of sick.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Like, so much.
That's
raw
like
fish.
100 plates, which means it's probably like 6 rolls per plate.
Dude, he's got mercury poisoning.
We can only assume that's about 200 pieces of sushi, which is a lot of sushi for one person to eat. So he went to pay his $18 tab at the end of the night. Only 18 bucks, not bad either.
Right?
The owner and chef told him that he was now banned from the all-you-can-eat deal because he was eating too much.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Well,
I gotta say, not fair. You gotta give this guy a warning or something. Yeah. You can't just tell him when he's trying to check out.
When a local newspaper called the owner to ask about the ban, he said he had to do it because, quote, the triathlete eats for 5 people. He consumes food like a hungry T-Rex dinosaur. It's not normal. As for Jaroslav, he says that all-you-can-eat sushi is a wonderful thing, and he's willing to travel to a few different towns, even by train, to try out some similar restaurants, and he just won't tell them that he's coming.
He's just going to be shutting down restaurants.
We don't want you. I can't believe he's, contacting the news, too, after they deny him.
This next story is out of Wareham, Massachusetts. There's a 25-year-old woman named Heather Murphy, and she had a court appearance last week for driving with a suspended license.
Mm.
Her boyfriend went with her, and when it was their turn, they both stood up to speak, and that's when the judge noticed something odd. Hmm. Both Heather and her boyfriend had various tags hanging off of their clothing.
Yeah, I do that.
They need to get new threads, you know?
After a while, it was so distracting that the judge asked them about it, mm-hmm. and that's when the couple proceeded to shove the tags back into their sleeves and act like they weren't there.
What?
What tag? What are you talking about? What tags? The judge reminded them that they were in a court of law and asked them to tell the truth, and after a few more seconds of fidgeting, the couple came clean. They both admitted to the courtroom that they had just shoplifted from Walmart Because they want to look good for the court appearance.
How do you not get around to taking the tags off?
I know.
A police officer was then called in, and the couple was arrested for shoplifting. Yeah. Afterwards, the judge was quoted as saying, "I'm not sure they quite thought through the logic behind their plan."
Yeah. Well, and if you're going to shoplift and not pay for clothes, why don't you just step it up a notch and go to a nicer department store?
But they look good, though.
Yeah.
This next laser story is out of the study of Father Time. Every time you wind up with a hangover that lasts 48 hours, or cold weather makes your knees start clicking, don't you wish you could feel like you did when you were younger, and your hangover was like just a couple hours and you were fine, or your knees didn't hurt when it got cold?
You didn't even know what a hangover was. Well, good old people talk about hangovers. I don't get it.
A new study found that there are five main things you can do that will make you feel up to 15 years younger than you do right now.
Okay.
And they don't seem that hard to pull off, so it's probably worth a shot. Here's the list. Number five, petting a cat or dog will make you feel younger.
Yeah, I have a dog. It's never taken away a hangover.
Number four, regularly hanging out with friends will make you feel young.
And also give you a hangover.
Number three, exercising.
Yeah.
Number two, having intimacy at least once a week.
Yeah.
Either with a partner or by yourself, doesn't matter.
Okay, that counts good.
And the number one thing you need to do to feel 15 years younger is going on at least two vacations per year.
Oh, yeah.
Vacations are good for you.
Amen.
Yep, and then you realize how much money you spend on vacation, then you feel a lot older because you're stressed. This next laser story is out of the internet. A new survey asked people what sight instantly puts them in a better mood. And for women, a cute animal is number one. The rest of the top five for women are a beautiful beach, a baby smiling, flowers, and people laughing.
I like how even for women, pets trump babies.
Yeah. And not surprisingly, the number one sight that instantly puts men in a better mood, an attractive woman.
Oh, I was going to say boobs. So
it goes hand in hand sometimes.
The rest of the top ones for men are watching sports, a steak, and people laughing.
Oh, that sounds like the perfect day.
Is this like the study of like stereotypes?
Well, stereotypes exist for a reason.
All right, women, you like your babies, we like our sports. Yeah. That's the way it's going to be.
The survey also asked what smells instantly put people in a better mood. The top smells that put women in a better mood are lemon, fresh baked bread, clean sheets, the ocean, and flowers.
Oh, yeah.
The top ones for men are bacon, any other fried food, and leather.
Leather. Just dead animal. Yep. That's what puts me in a good mood. Just let me smell a carcass.
All kinds of dead animal. Hopefully one that I killed myself in order to oppress a hot woman. This sound instantly puts me in a better mood.
Oh, yeah.
Always makes me happy. That's the sound of a turtle humping a shoe, which means Laser Stories has come to an end for the day. We'll do it again, same time, on Friday.